even though we're in Spartan country, we still like to talk to Michigan men. Dahani Jones is the former Michigan star. He's a pro football player, and he's got a great TV show we're going to talk about. He owns his own business. He is one of the foremost places to go if you're looking for sweet bow ties, and he's written a book, and we have Dahani Jones on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone lines. Dahani, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much. Did you think the book would be as successful as it's been?
I think you go into it with the mindset that you just hope you help some, that you inspire some, that you hope you're communicating your message and telling your story, and then reaching the people that hopefully you have continued to reach over time. And that's all Dahani Tackles the Globe was all about, was telling that story, was reaching people. And the book, The Sportsman, is about sort of the continued story and a little bit of the background. So I didn't know how successful it would be, but I knew that if someone would read it, they'd be able to gather something from it and take something away.
Before we talk about the book and the TV show, just wanted to get your take on what's been going on with the lockout. It looks like a deal is closer than we think. What's your perspective on that?
You know, if I was a lawyer and I was in the room, I'd know more. But, you know, like any other businessman, until the ink dries on the paper, they're just kind of sitting here waiting. I think people have said it's going to be done for a long time. So I, on the other hand, just think when it is done, be prepared and get ready.
All right, Dahani Jones' Travel Channel television show is called Dahani Tackles the Globe, and he has been to more than 20 countries. When we look, Australia, Brazil, he's done everything from surf life-saving to beach volleyball. And my 10-year-old son, who's a sports guy, was telling me, well, he's kind of doing what Shaq does with his TV. And I said, no, I think Dahani's doing a lot more, because he's going to different countries around the world and really tackling different sports, sports that probably you wouldn't have played unless you would have done this show.
Well, you know, all credit to Shaq and the things that he's done, but, you know, what we're trying to do on our show is expand sort of the perspective. Take, you know, someone from wherever you are and just cause you to think a little bit outside the box. You know, in Thailand, Switzerland, Singapore, Spain, there's 20 different countries that have been to outside the United States, and bring a little bit more of that sort of international perspective to the States to encourage people to purchase passports and to travel and to see the rest of the world, and not just, you know, not just live right where you are, but, you know, go on a little bit more of an adventure.
Talk about the most interesting sport that you've been involved in, one that really challenged you.
You wouldn't think, but high lie, which was in Spain, was probably the most challenging sport of them all. The fact that it's kind of like golf, but in sort of the hand or racket ball standpoint, where you just have this little ball, and the cesta of the ball goes about 200 miles an hour, so it kind of catches you off guard, literally. One time I was throwing the ball, and, you know, I let it bounce off the back wall, and I didn't realize how fast it was coming. And if it would have hit me in the head, I would have died. So it's probably one of the hardest sports that I had to play. Plus, I got beat by 10-year-olds. In the competition.
And that's a sport, Dahani, where I can remember going on spring break when I was in college, and I saw it played, actually, down in Florida in the Fort Lauderdale area.
Yeah, they actually do compete still in Miami as well. So a lot of the players come from San Sebastian, and they go between there and Miami, and they still play the sport. And oftentimes during the summer, I'll go see my friend, Emmanuel Lopez, who plays down in Miami and also in San Sebastian.
Dahani, are you going to continue Dahani Tackles the Globe?
Dahani Tackles the Globe was not picked up for a third season, but I do have a travel relationship with Bing, and I'm their travel guy. So now we're working on different ideas, and if you go to Bing Travel, you can find out a little bit more about my story and some of my travel photos, and hopefully this will bud into a beautiful relationship.
All right. The book, The Sportsman, Unexpected Lessons from Around the World, Sports Odyssey. Talk about putting together the book. What was the funnest part of that process?
I think the funnest and also most challenging was more anything looking yourself in the mirror and being honest. You know, when you put the pen to the pad, there's a lot of intricate details that sort of come out, and thoughts and ideas, and you know, you start to really think about what you've done. And my collaboration with Jonathan Grotstein was essentially seamless in the fact that we were able to work together, work through those challenges, really find those intimate and intricate details, and put those on paper. So within The Sportsman, you'll find small stories, little snippets, and really a little bit more insight into who I am.
Dahani, I saw an interview with you on ESPN, and you talked about how your life and your being was way more than about football or about the other things that you do, but for your journey here on the planet. Talk about that.
Well, it's about challenging those sort of negative stereotypes that are placed upon athletes. There's so many sort of perspectives that people have that I want to break down those sort of negative stereotypes and reassemble positive ones in order to sort of create a greater perspective. And also, you know, allow athletes to be a little bit more visible and talk about things that they're passionate about. And for me, if it's travel for another person, it might be photography, another person, it might be whatever it is. I mean, I remember one of my friends from the New York Giants. He was an avid sketcher, but you never would know about it unless you ever talked to him. Or if you spent a lot of time with him, and I think there's a lot of athletes that have tremendous capabilities. And if we allow just some to talk more and to express themselves in a more public perspective, public light, then we'll start to know more and we'll start to think maybe these football players are more than just football players. They're people who happen to play football.
Michigan has had some challenges with their football team, and they have a new head football coach in Brady Hoke. What are your thoughts on a new coach and the new vibe there at Michigan?
No, I'm excited. Brady Hoke was one of my coaches when I was there. I know what he brings to the table. I know what type of person he is. He's going to, you know, bring the championships back to Michigan because of the fact that he understands what it means to be a Michigan man. He will instill that within the players, and you know, they have belief and they have trust in him and his ability as a coach.
All right, we've got two more questions for Dahani. If you go to DahaniJones.tv.com, you can see his website, and one of the many things that Dahani is involved in is business, and he loves bow ties, and he built that into a very cool business. The bow ties are very sweet. Talk about your affinity for the bow tie.
Well, the bow tie started because my friend challenged me. He said, if you want to be anybody, you got to rock the bow tie. I found out that he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I started wearing the bow tie to support him. And as I supported him wearing bow ties, that was my cause. I hope that other people would support their family members, their friends, loved ones, and rock a bow tie for their cause. And whether it be Live Strong, Leukemia Lymphoma Society, Arkansas Children's Hospital, Mott Children's Hospital, I mean, we just continue to help, and all we wish to do is be a catalyst of philanthropy and help people just continue to tell their story so that when someone walks up to you and you have a bow tie, generally speaking, you might get made fun of. Now you're able to sort of impact them with something that's really important to you.
All right, Dahani, I know most recently you were with the Cincinnati Bengals. Where are you going to be? Who are you going to be playing for this season in the NFL?
That I have no clue, but when the free agency market, you know, opens up, it's going to be a frenzy, if you will. It's going to be the busiest couple of days in football. You know, just hope that everybody's prepared. I'm ready to go.
All right, Dahani Jones, The Sportsman. You can find that at Amazon Books. You can find it all over the world, all over the internet. Dahani, we appreciate your time so much. Continued success, and hopefully we can talk with you again soon. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.